Okay, so on our second to last shiur of the summer, let's start a new sugya. So the sugya of Zechira, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So there are really two parts of the sugya. There's the local part of the sugya, which really relates to like the scope of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the part that we're going to deal with. That's the time part we have time for. The other part of the sugya, perhaps the more famous part of the sugya, that we're not going to be able to really have time to deal with, is really the relationship between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, with what's a parallel mitzvah to Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? It applies... Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Famous Torah about the relationship between Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which applies all year long, and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which only applies on...
Pesach.
Pesach, specifically on Seder night. A lot of interesting things. What exactly is the relationship between them? And a big sheet of the Rambam, why the Rambam only counts Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, it doesn't count Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's the pshat with that? Again, we're not going to have time for that part of the sugya. I just want to let you know that is another element of the sugya that we're not going to have time to get to. But let's deal with the more localized part of the sugya, which really relates to the scope of this mitzvah. Right off the bat, let's go with the pasuk. Right, let's look at, anyone have a psukim? Or listen to the side of the Gemara? Do you see the side of the Gemara? You got it, Mayor? Right, it's Devarim Tez Zayin Gimel. Pasuk Gimel, Lo Socha Lav Chametz.
Lo Socha Lav Chametz Shevas Yomen Tocha Lo Lav Matzah Slechem Orni. Ki Yuch Lipazo Yatsasa Yatsasam Yom Yeretz Yitzrayim Man Tukra Yatsim Tzaysa Yom Yeretz Yitzrayim Kol Yomit Hayach.
Okay, so right off the bat, right? So the makor for this mitzvah is clearly this pasuk of Laman Tiskuras Yom Tzeischa Meretz Yisrael Kol Yimei Chayav. But always look at the pasuk in context, right? Meir, on a pshat level, what is Laman Tiskur, right? We do, right? Sounds like we do the aforementioned to remember Mitzrayim. But what seems to be referenced in the pasuk? Exactly, eating matzah, perhaps the Isser Chametz. Perhaps we didn't read it, but maybe the Karban Pesach and the Pasach before, and maybe the idea of keeping Nisan and Chodesh Aviv, right? That's all Laman Tiskur Yom Tzeischa Meretz Yisrael. So on a pshat level, you would think that maybe Laman Tiskur Yom Tzeischa Meretz Yisrael is not an independent mitzvah. Maybe it's just a tam for the previously mentioned, the aforementioned mitzvahs of Matzah, perhaps Chametz, perhaps Karban Pesach. But which part of this Pasach, Meir, tells us that this isn't just the tam for these other mitzvahs which are limited to Pesach, but it's broader. Which part of the pasuk tells you that? Kol Yimei Chayach. Because if you just read it, it's like, oh, you have to eat chametz for 7 days. Sorry, to eat matzah for 7 days. You can't eat chametz for 7 days, so that you remember Mitzrayim. But Kol Yimei Chayach. So the key for our purposes, for the broad daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, really comes from that last phrase of Kol Yimei Chayach, right? So that really broadens this mitzvah as not just being the tam of other mitzvahs which are, you know, limited to Pesach, but really this is mitzvah of Zechira, really Kol Yimei Chayach, the entire year. But right off the bat, so we're going to hear this phrase, Laman Tiskur Yom Tzeischa Meretz Yisrael Kol Yimei Chayach. Right off the bat, there's a certain ambiguity with the language of Kol Yimei Chayach. And the Gra really highlights this ambiguity in a very sharp comment that he makes. The Gra points out, right, when you have the lashon of kol, right, all the days of your life, the question really is, what is the kol going on, right? Ephraim, what are the two options?
Either the whole day, a certain day, or every single day.
Exactly, right? It's either it's going on, you know, on the entire day, meaning it's a 24-hour mitzvah. Don't think it's just limited to yom, meaning yom v'lo laila. No. It's the entire day. So either it's going on the entire day, or it's referring to the types of days, more focused on the chayach, right? All days of your life. Even, as we'll see, you know, perhaps Yimos Mashiach. But the Grub points out there's a certain ambiguity in the phrase, is the kol going on just the yom, right? Is it saying that it's the entire day, 24-hour period? Or maybe it's talking about all types of days of your life. So that's going to lead us to the machlokes, presumably, or we'll see, in the Mishnah on Yud Beis and Beis, in terms of what is the word kol coming to include, okay? And so let's read the Mishnah on Yud Beis and Beis, and we're going to see when it comes to the scope of this mitzvah, there are going to be two issues. Right? What are the two issues regarding the scope of the mitzvah? Does it apply be Laila. One issue is Laila. The other issue is the end of the Mishnah. Yemos HaMashiach. Right? Those are going to be the two issues of scope. Again, does it apply to Laila or is it limited to Yom? The next question is going to be, does it apply Davka Ba'olam HaZeh or is it also Yemos HaMashiach? So let's start with the Mishnah, and today we're going to focus on the first issue of Laila. Shmuel, would you mind?
Mishnah where?
Yubez Mavez. That's right, opening line, right? Just Stam says you do have this mitzvah of remembering, of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, even at night. Continues the Mishnah. Right, so basically, Rabbi Lazar ben Azari says, we'll get it back. There's a lot of important lashonas here. Those are chisi, right? Whatever that means. I didn't have the schus to say Yetzias Mitzrayim at night until we had the Joshua ben Zoma who darshens it from Kol Yimei Chayacha to include Leilas. Comes on the Chachamim. Right? So they argue, quote unquote, and say, no, the drasha of Kol is not for Leilos, it's rather for Yemos Mashiach. So we're going to have to really analyze this entire Mishnah. Before we really get to the details of this Machlokas, we have to figure out, right? So it's clear from the Mishnah that you have this mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what's unclear is what is being said? What is the tzvila? What is the particular tzvila which accomplishes Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is therefore the subject of this machlokes, right? What exactly is the tzvila which is designated for the purpose of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the reason why it's not clear is because everyone turned to the Gemara and Chaf Aleph and Aleph. There's a Gemara Chaf Aleph and Aleph, which makes it very clear that is there only one tefillah of David which accomplishes Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? No. How many are there?
There
is
two.
At least two. Right? What are the two potential tefillos which are going to be Mekayim, the midst of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Exactly. Both the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, the parsha of Vayomer, given its reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim at the end. Right? And the third, right, the bracha of Gal Yisrael, Emes V'yatzev, or Emes V'emuna, depending on night or during the day, right, of Kriyat Shema, the third birchas Kriyat Shema, which both during the day and night, again, also reference Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara Chaval, we'll read right now, again, it's very clear from the Shach of Ritarya, is that either of these tefillos would suffice to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zechiras, Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is therefore going to raise the question, so then what is the subject of the Machlokes in the Mishnah. But let's first see the Gemara in Chabalov, which establishes that really both of these tefillos are candidates for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. David, would you mind? Alright, so this is the Gemara. We've seen this in the past. At least, you know, most of us have. So starting with Chabalov and Alof, Amri Vido Amr Shmuel. Right, so this is the psak of Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, right? That Safek Kriyat Shema is Lakula, because we'll see it's Derabanan. Safek Emes V'yatziv, that is Derais, as we'll see. What does the Gemara say? My Taima. So right off the bat, right, we're not focusing on Kriyat Shema right now, we focused on that earlier in the summer, right? Emes V'yatziv is Do'oraisa. So let's see, Rashi. In what way is this bracha birchas Kriyat Shema de Oraisa? Right off the bat, it's clear from the Gemara, but Rashi explains, right? Clearly explicates that Emes V'yatziv is de Oraisa because it's Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if you stopped here, you might say, okay, so the only tzvila which is connected, which can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the birchas Kriyat Shema Emes. But the Gemara continues. Right, so basically, right, Lav Davka, the pasuk is talking about Kriyat Shema. Maybe it's Davka, any Talmud Torah. Fine, not for now. So says this Mishnah, right? A bal keri, and the idea is that a bal keri, we tell him to do raisos, not to rabbanon. And yet, it's the flip of Shmuel's psak. Right? Shmuel said, kriya shmas de rabbanon, and birchas kriya shmas de araisa, but yet, this Mishnah has the opposite. It says your bal keri is mahara kriya shma, implying that kriya shmas de araisa, but he's not mahara in the birchas kriya shma, implying that birchas kriya shma is de rabbanon. The complete flip of Amri Yehuda, Amri Shmuel. So the Gemara asks. Right, focusing on the Emes V'Yasa part, right? How can you say that Emes V'Yasa is Daraisa if the Mishnah clearly says otherwise? Very important. Right, basically, Gemara says, what makes, when Shmuel, reviewed Amr Shmuel, said that Emes V'Yasa is Daraisa, why was it Daraisa? It was presumably because of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, it's Gerle, the Kriya Shema. You fulfilled that Doraisa already in Kriya Shema. Which part of Kriya Shema, David? The third parsha. Right? Then the Gemara says, "Oh, b'neim havloi by oh Kriya Shema tifa de ispei tarzit." But for our purposes, the key was right. The original part of the Gemara was clear that MS the tzad the MS v'yasa is Doraisa is because it's zechira sefiasis, right? And the Gemara later says, "But if you already said Kriya Shema, if you already said the third parsha of Kriya Shema, so then you already then the parsha of Vayomer already fulfilled the mitzvah of." So based on this Gemara establishes that two tefillos are candidates for the mitzvah of Zechiras Tzias Nisrayim. Therefore, that's going to raise the question as to therefore, what is, which tefillah is the subject of this Mishnah, right? When the Ben Zoman or Elazar Ben Azariah said, yeah, even Belelos. What even Belelos? When a Chachamim perhaps, maybe say not Belelos, we'll get back to that. What's not Belelos? So this is going to be a subject of a machlokes, right? We'll see. So, you know, it's Rishonim in this case versus an Achra. So who are the Rishonim who comments about the subject of this Mishnah? Rashi. So Rashi in a number of places, but right off the bat, the Rashi on the Mishnah. Ben, do you have Rashi back to you, Beis and Beis? So Rashi, the first Rashi on the Mishnah says. Oh, right off the bat. Rashi says, what's the subject of the Mishnah? The Parsha, the third Parsha of Kriya Shema, the Parsha of Tzitzis. Continues Rashi. Right, so says Rashi, even though the other theme, the other part of the Parsha, which is about Tzitzis, doesn't apply Belelos, but therefore, just from the tzad of tzitzis, it wouldn't be shayach to lelos. But says Rashi, the other theme is the chiras yes and sram. So Rashi very clearly here says that the subject of the Mishnah is the third parsha of Kriyat Shema. But there are other Rashi's which also say this. As he takes us to the packet, right? Which are these are various mefarshim parshanim on the Haggadah, both Rishonim and Achronim. So in the Rishonim camp, there's both a Siddur Rashi. And a miyuchas Rashi, two different perushim. Yeah.
I mean, pasha that like Nesah is like said, but any pasha that you know the whole point of Ayomer is because of Tzitzis.
What? Well, it's in the two parts.
I'm saying that Rashi seems to imply that the whole point of saying the whole pasha of Ayomer is
at night. No. He's saying there are two. He's saying there are two aspects. One aspect is the reference to the mitzvah of Tzitzis. So that applies biyom. But the only thing that justifies.
So then why don't we just say the end of.
Why don't we just say the end of what?
The end of Marsha.
Oh, okay. Well, that gets to the Gemara Yudal, which we'll get to about splitting up. You know, once you're Maschil, so you have to be Gamrina. That gets to a separate point. Yeah. But, Rashi, in line with the Rambam, which we'll get to, then there are really two elements to the Parsha of Vayomer. One is the Tzitzis element. That's only Shayach Bayom. And then there's also a Zechiras Tzias Nisrayim element, which is also Shayach Belayla. Okay? So we'll see. Let's look at the Siddur of Rashi on the Haggadah. So again, let's look at page 2. Page 2 in the packet, if I already have it. And the Siddur Rashi is top right. So you see the second line says, the end it says, V'osu Ayom?
Yeah. V'osu Ayom, Amar Ben Zomar, V'dar, Shemei Chayecho.
Oh, so now says Rashi. So what's the subject of this? So Rashi Lishitoso says, righteously says on the Mishnah, that this is referring to the Parsha of Tzitzis. Very important. Right, they skipped the whole middle. So, right, so you clearly have this practice in Ma'arava, right? In Eretz Yisrael, too. There's original practice in Eretz Yisrael. Basically, skip the Zechira Tzitzis Mitzrayim element of it. So basically, says Rashi, that's what's going on here. Originally, that was the practice. You didn't say the third parsha of Kriya Shema, but comes along, behind its gomer of Elazar, lo Zechisha Tzitzis Mitzrayim Mitzrayim Belelos, meaning we didn't have this, we, right, originally didn't say the third parsha of Kriya Shema. But now Rashi says,
that's not what
he's going on. It's very important. Don't think it's referring to the Birchas Kriya Shema. Because it's Pashat, right? They always said the Birchas Kriya Shema lefanea, and for our purposes, more important, la'acharea, that was always the case. Very important. So to analyze this for a second. So Rashi Lishitaso says the focus of the Mishnah is on the third parsha of Vayomer, fine. But when Rashi here in the Siddur Rashi adds that they always were saying the Birchas Kriya Shema Emes V'Yatzev, or Emes V'Emuna, right? They were always saying that. So the question is, so based on the Gemara Chaf Aleph, if they were always saying the Birchas Kriya Shema of Emes V'Emuna, so that means they were always fulfilling the mitzvah Zechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim. Why is it that once you had the drasha of Ben Zoma, Larabos, Lelos, oh, we dafka need to say the third parsha of Kriya Shema? But if you were already saying the Birchas Kriya Shema, and the Birchas Kriya Shema we know fulfills the Zechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim, so why, according to Shitas Rashi, does once we have this drasha of Larabos, Lelos, we dafka want to say the third parsha of Kriya Shema? What, in other words, the question is, what does the third parsha of Kriya Shema and its reference to Tzitzis Mitzrayim add to the Birchas Kriya Shema, which already has its reference to Tzitzis Mitzrayim? Is that the question? But from the perspective of Zichriya Tzitzis Mitzrayim, it's based towards, that was by Kriya Shema in general, because Kabbalah is Omach Hashemayim. But Rashi is focusing on the Pshat of the Mishnah. Right, from a Zechiyah Tzitzis Mitzrayim standpoint, even though they were always doing the Brach of Gal Yisrael, they're always doing Emes V'Emuna. But once we have the once there's a mitzvah of Zechiyah Tzitzis Mitzrayim Belelos, we need to specifically say the Parsha of Vayomer. What does the Parsha of Vayomer add in addition, over and beyond, right, the Berachos Kriya Shema, which we know from Chaf Aleph is Yotzei the mitzvah? So why, what is added by specifically by the parsha of Vayomer? And I think the answer to this is similar to Yisro, which I think only David was around for. But similar to Yisro, is anyone here for this Shirma Samech Kul Tefila? You here already?
Yeah, a couple of days.
Okay. So in that sugya, we'll relate to it in a second, right, we basically mentioned the following Yisro. That a benefit of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim dafk in the context of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is that, what do? You mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the context of what overall theme of Kriya Shema? Kabbalas Omach Hashemayim. And by doing that, right, I'll say, a downside of just mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim alone is that if you just mention it alone, it might just be a historical reference. Oh, we're remembering this historical event called Yitzias Mitzrayim. While that's fine, that's not what Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about. That's not what Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about. The point of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is that by remembering that historical event, we then, that leads us to believe in Hashem and His abilities to run the world and to change nature when He so chooses. So by specifically having the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in the context of Kriya Shema, and the mitzvah of Kriya Shema with its theme of Kabbalas Omach Hashemayim, that shows that our Zechiyah Tzitzis Mitzrayim is not just a historical reference. No, it's part of this bigger picture of Emunah v'Hashem. It's part of the bigger picture of Kabbalas Omach Hashemayim. And that's why perhaps within Shitas Rashi, yes, even though they always had the Birchas Kriyat Shema, they always had the reference in Siyas Mitzrayim. But once there's a special mitzvah, Zechiras in Siyas Mitzrayim, at night, we specifically want to do Vayomer, because we want to have the Zechiras Siyas Mitzrayim to be within the context of Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema and its theme of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, which shows that Siyas Mitzrayim and Zechiras Siyas Mitzrayim is not just a historical reference, right? It's not just a historical commemoration, but it's a historical commemoration which is supposed to lead to our Emunah B'Hashem, i.e., Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. And if you remember, right, we had in the sugya of Soma Gula Tzvila, we had a parallel issue where it was a big machlokas rishonim, right? What accomplishes Geula? Can you just accomplish Geula through the Birchos Kriyat Shema alone? Or did you specifically need the Geula to be accomplished through Vayomer in the context of the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Kriyat Shema? And if you remember, Rashi is very much L'shitasa. Rashi, it works out beautifully. Rashi and Dav Beis Amud Aleph. We're not going to get the details right now. If you go back to your notes, Rashi and Dav Beis Amud Aleph, right, when he specifically, when he asks, what's the point, right? Once you're davening Ma'arav early, you're only going to get Kriyat Shema later, Alamita. So Rashi asks, what was the point of saying Kriyat Shema during Ma'arav? And he says, what's the only value? The Lamod. Exactly. Lamod B'tzvila Mitoch Divrei Torah. And we asked, why are you coming to this new factor in the Yerushalmi? Kedei lamo b'tzvila mitoch divrei. Just say to be somech gula tzvila. If you're davening ma'ariv now, this is when your amida is going to be, right? You need the birchos kriyat shema gal yisrael for somech gula tzvila. So he said it could be that Rashi is aligned with many other rishonim, like Tosos and others, who say that somech gula tzvila is only mukuyam through the gula of vayomer in the context of the kiyam mitzvahs kriyat shema. And when he said, what was the same shot here? Because the Geula there, which is all about Yetzias Mitzrayim, again, is not just a historical reference. In order to accomplish Shomei Kol Tzvila, you need it to be accompanied by the Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema to show that the Geula is not just a Geula, it's not a Stam commemoration, it's a historical commemoration which leads you to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. So beautifully that Rashi L'shitasa in both these cases, right, plays down, both in the context of Geula, for Sogol Mechul Tzvila, and in our sugya for Zechiras Tzvias and Tzrayim, plays down and says you can't just accomplish it merely right through the Birchos Kriyat Shema, even though it references Tzvias and Tzrayim. You specifically need it through the Parsha of Vayomer, because by referencing Tzvias and Tzrayim as part of Mitzvos Kriyat Shema, you get that broader theme of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Fine. So, right, so again, so the first makor for this idea, right, that the subject of the Mishnah is the Parsha of Vayomer, is Rashi in all the different places. Who is the other Rishon? Who is the other Rishon says that, no, the Pshat in the Mishnah is talking about the Parsha of Vayomer. Which other Rishon besides Rashi says this? In his Parish on the Mishnah? The Rambam. Right, the Rambam Parish Mishnayos. Right, Parish Mishnayos. It's the last Mishnah in the first Parak. And if you turn to the Parish Mishnayos, it's normally found... different Gemara is found in places. Mine is right before the Riv. There, do you have it? It's Perish Mishnayos. We'll get back to this Perish Mishnayos for the end in just a moment. But the Perish Mishnayos, right at the beginning, when he quotes Maskir Nitzias Mitzrayim Belelos. Oh. Yeah, you see? What does he say? Nitzias Mitzrayim. Right off the bat. Says the Rambam, like Rashi, that Yetzias Mitzrayim here in the Mishnah is a kinoy, is a reference for Parshas Tzitzis. Shenemar bar Asher Osiyas Yascha Meretz Yisrael v'chule. Right? And then he goes on like Rashi, even though the rest of the Parsha, which is Tzitzis related, should be limited to Yom, but because of the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Shebo, right, that would justify, right, saying the third Parsha even at night. So Rambam, like Rashi, says that the subject of the Mishnah is the Parsha of Kriyat Shema. The third Parsha of Kriyat Shema. So that's Adkan, the first Mahalach, that the subject of the Mishnah is the third Parsha of Kriyat Shema. I'm not sure if anybody got to it, but there is a prominent Achron who argues significantly on these Rishonim. Who's that prominent Achron? Shmuel, even if you didn't see it, guess? The Shaya Zari. The Shaya Zari, I know most of you guys didn't have time to see the whole thing, the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Tes, Ba'arichos, Kindarko, right, proves that, no, the subject of the Mishnah is not the third Parsha of Kriyat Shema. It's rather emes emuna / emes v'yatzah. It's the birchos kriyat shema. And according to the Shaigas Aryeh, and we'll go through the proofs in just a moment, according to the Shaigas Aryeh, right, the third parsha of kriyat shema, that's about tzitzis. It's all about tzitzis. So if you think that because tzitzis is only shayach during the day, you're limited to the day, that people will apply the third parsha at night, think that, oh, even though befoal you can only accomplish the mitzvah tzitzis during the day, you still say it at night. But according to the Shaigas Aryeh, the third parsha of kriyat shema is all about the tzitzis shabo. So then what for the Shaigas Aryeh was mitukan by the Chachamim for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim? The third bracha of Birchos Kriyat Shema. Right? Says the Shaigas Aryeh, that and only that was, if that's the subject of the Mishnah, that is what that's the tefillah that was specifically mitukan by the Chachamim to fulfill Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So now let's go through some of his rites. His first raya is from the Sugya on Yudal and Abbas. Everyone can turn to the Gemara on Yudal and Abbas. Hopefully you guys saw this. So we'll pick out a couple of lines here. All right, Ben. You see where it says Amri B'marava? Right, this is what we referenced before. It's a very important practice in Eretz Yisrael. What would they do? Specifically by Marav.
Amri B'marava. Arvish Dalvar Abinez Shalvar Marjali Amin
Yishim. Right? You read it as one, but there was a big dot, dot, dot. Right? They skipped, right? The minog in Eretz Yisrael at Maariv was basically to skip almost the entire third parsha of Kriyat Shema. They said, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, and they skipped, boom, to the end, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, emes. And they skipped the entire middle, both about tzitzis and about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara goes on, what if you're maschil, gomer, machlok is about that. And then later on, if you don't mind, Ben, you see, v'ha ba'i la tzkuri yitzias mitzrayim?
V'ha ba'i la tzkuri yitzias mitzrayim.
So what's the Gemara asking? How can they, the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, be not to reference, to leave out the third parsha, right? Right? If you're skipping all those lines, you're leaving out yitzias mitzrayim. So what's the Gemara answer? Right. So basically, okay, we have another substitute. Right? They have this other nusach to make sure that they're going to accomplish Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim. So Shaigas Aryeh makes the following. Yeah, these are proofs of the Shaigas Aryeh that the subject of the Mishnah must be the bracha of Emes Vemuna and not the third parsha. So how is this a proof? Says the Shaigas Aryeh as follows. Wait a second. If the koveya, right, if the subject of the Mishnah, right, of Zechirat Shrine Belelos is the third parsha of creation. So then, the minhag of Eretz Yisrael to leave out the third parsha, who must they be holding like? Right? Well, they must be like the Chachamim. So again, if the subject of the Mishnah is the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, so then in Marava, where they didn't say the third parsha, it must be that they're paskening like the Chachamim, that there is no Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos. So then Shaigas Aryeh says, so then, what's the Gemara asking? What do you mean? V'ha ba'i let's kuri Yitzias Mitzrayim. We just told you, they're the Chachamim. Right? So proof number one of the Shaigas Aryeh is the fact that the Gemara asks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, even after saying that they omitted the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, shows that the third parsha can't be the subject of the Mishnah, because if the recitation of the third parsha is the litmus test whether you're Ben Zoma or the Chachamim, so then once they're holding against Ben Zoma, once they're like the Chachamim. Once they're saying, oh, let's omit, right, they're going to omit the third parsha, that means they don't hold the Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim Belelos. So then what are you asking? That you need to be Maskir Tzias Mitzrayim Belelos. So says the Shaigas Aryeh, a riot from that question, that it must be that the inyan of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim Belelos is not all about the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, it's rather about the Birchas Kriyat Shema. And the other part of this first riot is that if the whole sugya of, right, this whole sugya on Yudal and Aviz about whether you say the third parsha of Kriya Shema. If that was totally on the machlokes in this Mishnah on Yud Beis, so then where should this Gemara have been placed, says Shai Sarye? Right after that Mishnah. So Shai Sarye says, the fact that we have two separate sugyas, there's a sugya in Yud Dalet on the base, and there's a separate sugya in Yud Beis on the base, that shows two different dinim. That Yud Dalet on the base, which is about the third parsha of Kriya Shema, that's one sugya. And the Gemara on Yud Beis on the base, which is about Zechirat Siyas Mitzrayim, that's about Birchos Kriya Shema. So says the Shai Gazariye, the fact that there are two separate sugyas, right? Yud Dalet on the base is about the third parsha of Kriya Shema, which is separate from the sugya on Yud Beis on the base, which is about the Birchos Kriya Shema. Yes.
What is the question in the Gemara that you need to mention in Mitzrayim? I mean, the same as the Yatsah. What was the question?
So it seems like... It seems like not. It seems like we're asking, if you're not going to say the third Parsha, it seems like there's no... It seems like there. The question is assuming that there is no... they're also not saying Emes V'Emunah. And if we're asking, so what are you going to do? Answer is, oh, you must be, you have to have the separateness.
Why won't you say it?
What?
Why won't you say it?
So, we'll get back to that in some of the Rishon. We'll see you tomorrow. The Rosh Barai, they're going to deal with that. Okay, so we'll get back to that. So again, so Raya number one is from the Sugya on Yud Dalet on Beis, right? The fact that the Gemara, even after saying that there's no third Parsha of Kriya Shema, still asks about Tzitzit Mitzrayim, right, and the fact that there are two separate sugyas in your base and base and Yudal and base, that was proof to the Shai Asarye that the subject of the Mishnah, right, must be the Birchos Kriyat Shema and not the third parsha of Kriyat Shema. Another raya that Shai Asarye brings is the when the Mishnah, the Gemara discussed Seder parshas. Let's go back to the Mishnah you're giving it off, right? Shmuel, right? The Mishnah. Right, you give him Amrav, Amr Bishua Ben Karcha. Right, in terms of the Seder Harpershios.
Amr Bishua Ben Karcha, Lama Kada Parshas Shmaya Parshas Shmaya. Kedesh Kaba Alma Chashmaya Mitzvah. Lama Kada Alma Kaba Alma Mitzvah. I'm Shmaya the Bayomer. She Lahaya Shmaya. No, Bayomer Lela. Bayomer. Lama Inenoy Alav Bayomer Lah.
Right. So Shulman Karcha, we've seen this earlier in the summer, very famous Mishnah. The Seder Parshas, because you first have Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim, then you have Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos, and then you have this Parsha of Tzitzis. And the Gemara Yud Dalet Beis has a different reason of the Rashbi, right, of, because, right, remember, does that have a mayor? Gemara, the Maskana, is the El HaHachi Kamar, the final version of See on Yud Dalet Beis in terms of the. Is he Bedinu Shetik? It has three. It has the Lilmod, has Lamed, and Lasos.
It's
Rashbi has his own, right? It's Lilmod, Lamed, Lasos versus just Lilmod and the Lamed and the Lasos. And versus just Lasos. Right? You have two different versions of Rashbi and Yeshua Ben Karcha. Says, the Shai Gazari, a very strong Kasha. Says, wait a second. If the third Parsha was instituted to be Mekayim the Mitzvah de Oraisa of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim, so then why? That should be a factor to make Vayomer come before Vahaya. Right? If the third Parsha was instituted to fulfill a mitzvah to Oraisa, then for sure that should come before, argues the Shai Gazariye, before Vahaya. Vahaya, okay, it speaks about Kabbalah's old mitzvahs, but it isn't a Kima mitzvah in and of itself. So if you have a choice between Kabbalah's old mitzvah, meaning a Parsha of Vahaya, which talks about doing mitzvahs, and you have the third Parsha, which itself is Mekayim, the mitzvah to Oraisa, so then why wouldn't Vayomer come before Vahaya? Okay, but Vayomer, as the Shai Gazariye says, in Amira, which itself is a mitzvah, Misvara should take precedence to an Amira, which talks about mitzvahs. So Shai Gazari says, so therefore, al korchach, it must be that no, the reason why we don't take into account Zechirat Tzidus Mitzrayim of the third parsha being mocked in it, in the order, must be that because Zechirat Tzidus Mitzrayim is taken care of by Birchas Kriyat Shema. And the third parsha of Vayomer, that's just for the parsha of Tzitzis, that's not about Zechirat Tzidus Mitzrayim. Yeah.
Assuming, I think what we had before, that one
parsha
is
Kriyat
Shema Deraita, only the first
parsha is Kriyat Shema Deraita. It's funny, because the
Shagas
Aryeh
himself thinks that multiple parshas are
Deraita. All right, I don't know. What? I only have one, that's why I guess I'm correct. But,
yeah,
he's said multiple parshas. Sorry, I'm misremembering. The Shagas Aryeh thought it was only one parsha. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I am.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. So I'm confusing with the pre-Chadash thought it was two. So, yeah, so therefore,
If it was...
Good. So you're saying, for sure that works out for the Rambam, which it does, right? The Rambam, who thinks that all three are Deraisa, that would work out well.
Even if you just think two are Deraisa.
Yeah, but Rashi, we've only... Remember, Rashi on top is, if you remember, thinks that only the first Rashi is Deraisa.
Yeah,
so that wouldn't work for that. But it's a good aura that you know that his assumption, you know, that to be mocked in the third parsha to the second parsha seems to be assuming that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema doesn't include the second parsha.
Yeah,
that's a very good aura.
Yeah, and also even still two different things, right? You're gonna stick it in between, you're gonna put it before, because
the second parsha is not. It's not the Oraisa, and you're just doing that because you're talking about mitzvahs. Shai Gazari says, do the parsha which is a mitzvah before the parsha which is about mitzvahs. That's sorry. Yeah.
Shum Karcha, how do you learn him up? Do you learn him up like that he's in the world of the Chacham? Even in Ben Zema's world, since the Ikra Parsha, Tzitzis, is only Naiv.
So the Shai Gazari is basically saying that Rishu Ben Karcha clearly seems to be ignoring, right? It seems like he's ignoring this whole thing. That's the whole Raya.
Then how would Rashi learn that?
So if you remember,
Rashi says Tzitzis. He only talks about Tzitzis on there. He explains, he says, in Vayom, because Tzitzis, what about your Tzitzis? That's Nehav Vayom also. You say the Ikra Parsha is
only. So you notice, look back at the Rambam. The Rambam, Lashitaso, who holds that the third Parsha is also about Zechirat Tzidus Mitzrayim, he also gives his own Rav Yehoshua ben Karcha at the beginning of his Kriyat Shema. And he just says, yeah, you know, first you do the first Parsha because it has, Yichud Hashem, Talmudo, and Ahavaso. And then he says, then you do Kabbalah's all mitzvos. And then he says, then you do the one with Vayomer, which only has Tzitzis, which only be Yom. Oh, but you still do it Balayla because it's Zechirat Tzidus Mitzrayim. So he sort of glosses over the Shai Gazari's Kasha, but which is interesting. Okay, so on account we have this Machlokes about what's the subject of the Mishnah, right? Is it talking about the third Parsha, or is it talking about Birchos Kriyat Shema? Now let's get to the nature of the Machlokes, right? We're talking about Balayla now, right? What is the nature of the machlokas between Ben Zoma / Rav Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim? And really gets down to, is there really a machlokas at all? So let's go through it. The first mahalach, in terms of the nature of the machlokas, is that really there's no machlokas when it comes to Laila. First mahalach is that everyone agrees that Laila is included within the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The first raya to this is the Rashbats, right? The Rashbats. So it looks like a page 4 in the packet, where the Rashbats is perish on the Haggadah. Right? So Ephraim, see the Rashbats?
Mm-hmm.
Bottom page 4, see the Yesh Mefarshim?
Yeah. Yesh Mefarshim, Lezachis, you learn the top, you have there, come on, the Chimur, the Rabbah.
Right. So there is a pshat that lo zachis means I wasn't able to win the argument.
Right.
But he says no.
Nobody argues on him that he could say that he won that.
Exactly. Right. You can't say that you won an argument that there's no one to argue with you. Right. You're talking against the wall. Right. So the Rashbat says the pshat in lo zachis can't be nitzachti because there's no argument. Shelo matzinu cholik b'zeh. So what is the pshat? Right, so it's a different pshat. It's just, I was in Zoche to find a correct makor. Continue on, let's skip a little bit. Fine. Go to the next page. Mm-hmm. Right, then he says, the Chachamim, right? Just in terms of the drasha. That's the key. They argue just on the drasha. Why? That you don't need kol for lelos. Shebechal yimei hachayim him hayamim v'halelos. Right, Rashbat's l'shitaso that the Chachamim agree. So they're not arguing that lelos are not included. They're saying you don't need a drasha of kol for lelos because lelos are bechlal yimei chayacha. So the first makor for this first mahalach, right, that there's no machlokas, that the Chachamim agree to lelos, is the Rashbat's. Number one, the Rashbat says, therefore, the Lashon Lo Zachisi is not lo, it's not nitzachti, it's rather about just, I didn't have the schus to find the remez. And then Lashitaso, he says that the Chachamim offer a different drasha, not because they disagree with lelos, but because they think lelos is so pashut. The lelos is already nichlal in the words of Yemei Chayacha, therefore you don't need kol to include lelos. So that is the Rashbats. So along the lines of the Rashbats comes along the Noda of Behuda, both in his Perish al-Nagada and in the Tzlach, right, same person, Vichaska Landau, right, the Tzlach in his Perish on the Gemara. So let's look at the Noda of Behuda. Again, the Noda of Behuda is pages 7 to 8. Again, the Noda Yehuda is going to have a similar idea, but the Lashon of Lo Zachisi. But he's going to then use it to answer another kasha that he has on the parish of Mishnah of the Rabbah. Here, do you have it? It's page 7. You can skip the fine. It's Sarach Lasum Lev. You just skip the vote. Right off the bat, he says, is there a machlokas here? Skip a little bit. He says, Aval Haramba. Right, and then he says, according to the Bar Tanura, that the Lashon of, like, Nitzachti, right, so then it sounds like it's a machlokas. But Aval Haramba.
Aval Haramba, I'm in Paris, Hamishnah, Shabbatu, Bechol Makom, Shish Machlokas, Tafri, Abim Komo, Halacha, Kijabemi, Rekam, Paris, Mishnah, Seinu, Lois, Kishnah, Halacha, Paris.
Right, so again, the kasha that he has in the Parish of Mishnah, whenever the Rambam is in the Farish Mishnah, he always explains, when there's a machlokas, who are you paskin like? So he's bothered, why is the Rambam not paskining here? So he says, oh, the Rambam l'shitaso, because Pirish lo zachisi. He says the fact that the Rambam doesn't use the lashon of nitzachti, but it's the lashon of zchus, answers why the Rambam doesn't tell you who he paskin like. He doesn't need to because everyone agrees that Zechiras Yasin Trayim applies blame. So no debuda, for sure, within this lashon of Zachisi is chus, not lo nitzachti, within the Rambam, says that there is no machokes. And in the Tzlach, he adds one more line. He says this also explains the lashon of the Mishnah. If you go back to the lashon of the Mishnah, if you ever notice that there's like the opening line, right? Mary, you see the lashon of the Mishnah? The opening line of the Mishnah is Maskir Nitzias Mitzrayim Belilos. It's like statement. And then it gets into this machloket. The question is like, what do you mean? Like, it said it's stab, as if no one argues. But what do you mean? That's, we're about to have a machloket about that. So no, the Tzlach, same person, says, yeah, that's the pshat. The reason why the Mishnah opens the line of, yeah, Maskir Nitzias Mitzrayim Belilos is because that's Muskum Lekol. Everyone agrees to that. And when we get to these drashos, that's just the machloket and drashos. But that's, so again, so the Tzlach, and the Noda Biyuda, are able to explain, again, the Lashon of Schus, why the Rambam doesn't eat Paskin, and why you have the Stam Lashon at the beginning, which sounds like there's no Machlokes, because, according to them, there is no Machlokes. Yeah.
What's the Lashon of Lez Achizi Shevtayim Maritziyas Mitzrayim, if you learn it up as a Rambas?
That's a good question. I guess I didn't have the Schus to say it, like, mitoch, a clear, like, clear conviction. I think that's good to say it. You're right, it's not as meduic as the other one, but like, I didn't have the schus to say it from a clear pasuk. We knew it was true, but we didn't have like that conviction because there was no like clear remez to it. But now that I know, oh, it's a beforeish pasuk, or at least a drasha, now I'm able to say it with more certainty. I think that's what you have to say. That's a great question. Yeah.
Does the Rambam agree that there's two dim, like a din of day and a din of night, or you just there's one din that lasts for 24 hours?
We'll get there a little bit tomorrow. According to this. Again, there still might be a chilek between what?
That's why I think.
Yeah, they think it's just yeah. So we'll get to a little shimurim, ikker versus tafel. Are they two? You're basically asking, is there two different dinim? There's biyom like b'toras ikker, balayla b'toras tafel, or is it just is that you're asking?
I'm just asking if you have to do it twice according to Rabbanan.
Yes, I think so.
And how would you know that? Meaning, it just says. They don't think it's a drasha, so what's their source for the second?
Interesting.
You have two words telling you.
That's a good question. I mean, how do you know you have to do it twice? That's interesting. Because I mean, it's one thing to say that Yom is Nichlal and Laila, Laila is Nichlal and Yom, to say, oh yeah, when it says Yimechayacha, of course it means night, but that just means you have to do it once throughout that 24-hour period. That's a good question. I'm not sure about that. According to the Rashbats, is Bidas l'chachamim, how do you know that it's two? Good question. So again, in terms of this first mahalach that everyone agrees, you have the Rashbats, you have the Noda the Yehuda, and then you also have the Leil Shimurim in a slightly different way, but as we'll see in a moment. Right, the Leil Shimurim agrees with mahalach number one that l'maisa the chachamim agree. But it's not the din. But according to Leil Shimurim, right, the Rashbat, this is a little of a contrast. The Rashbat and the Noda B'Yehuda says there was never an argument. The Chacham always agreed. So Leil Shimurim says there originally was a machlokes, but what comes out of their machlokes is the Chachamim also end up agreeing to Leil. So I'm putting the Leil Shimurim within this first mahalach because at the end of the day, you think that the Chachamim agree to the Torah of Chazaya. That there is a mitzvah, is a chiyuv at night, but the Leil Shimurim in a very creative way comes to it in a different way. So let's see the Leil Shimurim inside. The Leil Shimurim is going within the Nitzachti, right, Mahalach. Again, so Leil Shimurim is, I think, towards the end, page 10, 11. Oh. So Leil Shimurim says, embraces the Nitzachti, and let's see, Ephraim, you got it? You see the Yesh Lahakshos?
Yeah. יש לו חקש תארי גם אחר דרש וזה וגם כי רד סאו קיו שם דרש של כל מחיה חל יבלי מצא משיח אם כן אחר דרש זה תו הלילה סו הקאט ולא שצח לעס כי יצא חושב הלילה
Right, so what's this kasha? Why do you win? You can't win. Oh, I have a drasha. But they have a counter drasha of kol l'rabos yimos ha-mashiach. So, right, Leil Shimurim, the Baal Aruch HaShulchan, his parish on the Haggadah, he's basically asking, what's the win, right? What's the win here? You have a drasha, but they have a counter drasha. So fascinating answer. So again, I'm not going to do the whole thing inside, but outside. What's the Leil Shimurim's mahalach?
That the Chachamim, the later in the Gemara, you see that they ask a question that says clearly that after Mashiach, we're not going to talk about this anymore, about gulas and all our hardships. So what do you do? So the Chachamim say back, we don't ikker talk about it, but we tafel talk about it.
Very important.
So after we have this pasuk that says that you say it at night, even if you're going to, even you agree to me that the gula also started at night, okay, so it's not an ikker because you'll keep puzzle talking about the Yisrael, but at least it's a tafel. So if you tafel after Mashiach, tafel now also.
Beautiful. Excellent. I just explain it again. Right? So it's clear from the Gemara. Let's learn that Gemara real quickly. Right? In terms of the Ben's, right? About the Machokes regarding Mashiach. Ben, do you have it? See, Yud Beis and Beis, right? The beginning of the Gemara. Because this is a very important Gemara for understanding the Leil Shimurim. Right? Is there really a chiyuv of being maskir at Tzias Mitzrayim in Yimos Mashiach? So right, the pasuk, right, we have this pasuk in Nach in Yirmiya, which says Mimosa Mashiach, no one's going to reference the Tzias Mitzrayim anymore. We're going to be referencing, right, the Nisim associated with the coming of Mashiach. So that sounds like against you, Chachamim. How can you say there's a chiyav etzias Mitzrayim even b'mos Mashiach? You have a preferish pashuk which says b'mos Mashiach, we're only going to be focusing on the nisim of Mashiach and not the nisim of etzias Mitzrayim. So what did the Chachamim answer? Oh. So the Chacham, right, the Chacham answer, no, the pasuk just means to say that the Iker will no longer be Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Iker will be Mashiach, Shibud Malchus. But there is still a value of Yetzias Mitzrayim as the Tafel. So exactly as Ephraim just said, right? Hillel Shimur points out, so the argument of the Ben Zalman is going to be like, wait a second. So if Lishitascha Chachamim, you think that there's a mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, even Yetzias Mitzrayim is only the Tafel, as seen by your Shita Chachamim, that there's a chi of even the Moshe Mashiach when Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be Tafel. So who did not mean by Belelos? I would do the sugyas tomorrow. It's very clear from many Makuros that the Iker Geula was Beyond. But there's, right, because that's when they left. But there was still a Tafel Geula, right, a Geula Tzfela, if you will, at night, because what happened at night, Mayor? They were given permission to leave. So, right? So the Ben Zoma is saying, Nitzachti, I got you, like, checkmate, right? Once you say the Pshat and call you Mechel Limos Mashiach, then who has denounced me by the same din will carry over to Leilos. So Leil Shimur, at the end of the day, will say, Bedas Chachamim. Now the Chachamim, Lemaisa, agree that Kol Yimei Chayecha applies the Leilos. So again, not like the Rashbats and the Noda Biyuda, that there was never a machlokes, because there obviously was some nitzachon here. But according to Leil Shimurim, even though, yeah, it was nitzachti, because, yes, Chachamim originally rejected Leilos, but once they came to Yimos Mashiach, then it comes in din, once you have Zechriyas Yitzchak Mitzrayim b'Mashiach, which is B'Torah's Tafel, it's going to carry over to Leilos, also B'Torah's Tafel. Oh. So Ankan, the first Mahalach, right, the Rashbats, know the Behuda, and El Shimurim in different ways, right, that in the end of the day, according to all of them, the Chachamim agree to Yetzias Mitzrayim Belelos. Oh. Now let's get to the second Mahalach, which is going to say that no, there really is this fundamental Machlokes about whether you have, right, whether you have a Chiyav Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim, Belelos. So let's first establish the Makoros, and then at the end, tomorrow, we're going to figure out what's pshat here, right? What's the fundamental machokis here about whether you have a chi of Yetzias, Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim? But according to the first Malach, there's no Nekuruz HaMachokis. There is no Machokis. According to the second Malach, we'll first prove it, then we have to figure out, so what exactly is the Nekuruz HaMachokis here? Oh. So let's start with the Makoros within the Shitas Chachamim, which show that the Chachamim argue and don't apply the mitzvah Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim b'Leilos. So the first makor for this, the earliest makor, comes all the way back to a Yerushalmi. So let's look at this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in the context of Birchos Kriyat Shema. Shmuel, do you have it? It's on the Makamos?
Yeah.
Shachar Baruch
Shnayim.
Exactly. Sorry, right. During Shacharis, two birchos Kriya Shema before Kriya Shema, and then only one afterwards. But be'erev. But two and two, and the kasha is why the discrepancy? If you have a total of four by Arvis, why you only have a total of three by Shacharis? So the first day of the Gemara in the Yerushalmi says what? Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachman, Ayin Shah. Sorry, Al Shem.
Al Shem, Baby Gitz by Yom Vlad Akish, Kishi.
Hagayos. This first day in the Yerushalmi is that we want to have an equal number of total partials and brachos. How's that work? How's that? David, what's the cheshbon? Exactly. Exactly. This day in the Yerushalmi holds that the Chachamim, right? This is the Shita of the Chachamim. And the Chachamim, who don't hold of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim Belelos, therefore says, you omit the third Parsha. So therefore at night you only have two Parshios of Kriya Shema. So therefore you need to get to your total of six, you need four Birchos Kriya Shema. So two Parshios Kriya Shema, four Birchos Kriya Shema, total of six.
Why does it have to be equal?
To even out with Shacharis, that's the drasha. is somehow this equality between Yom and Malayla, we want the same total of Hagayos. Right? Again, the implications in terms of the Talmud Torah we discussed earlier. But so therefore, Shacharis, which is three parshios Kriya Shema, you only need three brachos of Kriya Shema to even it out. But what emerges from this Yerushalmi is that, right, there is a Shita of the Tanaim who holds that you omit Vayomer at night. Right? So again, if you assume, like the Rishonim, that the Koveya of Vayomer is the Tzias Mitzrayim, so this is a Raya that the Chachamim, Mamish, argue, right, and say, Davka, you don't have Zichiras Tzias Mitzrayim B'Leilos. Oh. So again, it's the first Raya that the Chachamim do not require Zichiras Tzias Mitzrayim B'Leilos is this day up in the Yerushalmi. Oh. The next Raya comes back to Siddur, comes back to Rashi. Go back to Siddur Rashi, the Siddur of Rashi, pages 3 and 4. So right here, the Siddur of Rashi is going to explain, right, we've referenced this before. David, do you have it? The Siddur Rashi on the top of page 3. What's Pshat in Lo Zachisi? Oh, right, we weren't able to win. We'll continue. Because I, right, Ben Zomer, Elizabeth Azariah says, I say Parsha of Vayomer at night, but the Haim, right, very clear, right? They, the Chachamim, argue with me. So again, Rashi very clearly said, right, Lishitaso, to adopting this Nitzuach, right, the Nitzachti, I won, clearly implication is that there is a Machlokas, and Rashi Lishitaso explicates that, yeah, why is there a debate? Because they were arguing, Heim Cholkim Alai, right? Rashi explicitly says that the Chachamim were arguing with me, and they were saying that, and they rejected, right, saying Vayomer at night. So the first day is the Machlokes within the Chachamim, is the Yerushalmi, then you have the Siddur Rashi, and the other one is back to the Noda Biyuda. Right? The Noda Biyuda says, whoever adopts Rashi, the Lashon of Nitzachti, clearly thinks that the Chachamim are arguing. So tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick up with more Makoros to show that there's a Machlokes here, and then we'll get into the Hezra Machlokes, right? What is the Nekudas Machlokes within this, and then we'll get to the issue about Mashiach and what the Nekudas Machlokes there is also. We'll stop here.